Frank Baker returned home from work around 10 p.m. on June 24, 2016. He parked in the lot near his apartment on East 7th Street, but stayed in his vehicle chatting on his cell phone. Baker, who was 52 at the time, had his hair in dreadlocks and was wearing a white T-shirt. Around the same time, St. Paul police got an anonymous call about a group of people with bats, golf clubs, and at least one gun outside a similar apartment building three doors down. The caller said the group included a black male with dreadlocks who was wearing a white T-shirt and carrying a gun. A number of officers responded. One of them, Brian Ficadenti, pulled up to Baker's Jeep and removed his canine partner, Falco. Ficadenti ordered Baker to get out of his vehicle with his hands up. Baker complied, but then Ficadenti unleashed Falco. The incident was captured on video by a camera in a police car, and a warning, what you'll hear is disturbing. The video shows the canine dragging Baker to the ground. The animal caused severe wounds to Baker's right leg and foot, tearing out flesh and biting him so deeply that it exposed bone. Also in the video, another officer, Brett Palkowicz, is seen kicking Baker in the ribs and midsection as the dog drags him around. Baker spent 2 weeks in the hospital. He suffered collapsed lungs from the kicks and permanent disfigurement of his leg. St. Paul Police Chief Todd Axtell fired Palkowicz the following November and publicly apologized. The city settled with Baker in 2017 for a record $2 million. But soon after, Palkowicz got his job back when an arbitrator reduced his firing to an unpaid 30-day suspension. Now Palkowicz is in even bigger trouble. A federal grand jury indicted him on a single felony charge of deprivation of rights under color of law. The charges, filed yesterday and made public today, followed an FBI investigation. The two-page document alleges Palkowicz willfully deprived Baker of the constitutional right, quote, to be free from unreasonable seizure, which includes the right to be free from unreasonable force by a law enforcement officer. The indictment says Palkowicz's specific offense was repeatedly kicking Baker while he was on the ground and the dog was biting him. Bob Bennett, Baker's attorney in the civil suit, says it does not surprise him that federal prosecutors brought criminal charges.
This is important. The police are being held criminally accountable, and it should happen more than it does.
Palkowicz's attorney Deborah Ellis says in an email to NPR News, quote, "We are disheartened by the federal prosecution that was initiated out of Washington, D.C. The arrest at issue was the subject of multiple proceedings at the local level. All matters were resolved. No crimes were committed. Officer Palkowicz has served the St. Paul community as a respected member of the St. Paul Police Department for over 5 years, and our defense team intends to vigorously fight the federal charge," end quote. An attorney for the St. Paul Police Federation declined to comment, as did the Minneapolis FBI, which announced the indictment. A spokesperson for Mayor Melvin Carter referred all media inquiries to the St. Paul Police Department, which says only that Palkowicz has been placed on paid leave from his job as a patrol officer in the department's Western District. Bennett says a conviction would end Palkowicz's career because Minnesota law prohibits anyone with a felony from working as a police officer. Matt Sepik, NPR News.